Guys, live? we got to do a commercial about our fasting guide.
You're always interrupting me. I wasn't going to start off and tell everybody.
What do you mean? He's always interrupting. You're always interrupting me.
Well, yeah.
I was like, listen, I got this great idea. I got this song I've been writing. No, you know, it's like,
bro, you always.
It's the fasting guide.
Listen.
You don't think that'd work?
Do you always want to fucking sing a song?
Listen, people. Listen, you guys. Fuck. People are getting ripped. They're losing weight. They're feeling better about the fasting guide. Why don't we just talk about that in the commercial?
Like just talk about that. Be funny.
Read all the testimonials we're getting because fasting. If you do it right, it's so effective.
Fuck that. Let's get to
you're right.
Let's just. Let's get to the interview.
You just want to get to the interview?
Let's get to the interview.
All right. Well, hold on. Mindpumpradio.com. Click on the what color button should we make it?
Pink.
Black.
I want pink.
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 Click on the pink button. Check out our fasting guide on how to do it properly. There's our commercial.
Do it.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Remember that time Adam slept with a tranny?
Holy let's shit. Not bring that up again.
Remember that time last week?
We edited that, didn't we?
Mean, it's harder to distinguish these days, though. I'll give you that.
Are we on, Doug?
We're live.
Are we recording?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're using all of that.
We're not live. We're just on.
Live!
I like saying live. We're live.
Yeah, right. but we're not broadcasting. Yeah. So we should start with a
we're
song.
In the world.
Justin.
You have a song for us today?
We are the world. No.
Do your fucking riff, bro. Do your riff.
How does it go?
Damn. I don't know.
I think he's lost. I think the drugs are wearing off. could you get him some more, Doug, please? Yeah.
So
I need a beat though. You guys can't just throw me under the bus.
I never thought I'd see this, but this is I'm gonna revel in this right now. There's someone more handsome than you in the room.
Oh, dude, don't. I knew you were going to bring that up.
This is true.
You couldn't even wait fucking 15 minutes before to give me the fucking better looking guy jab. I knew that was coming, dude. You know what I don't like, Doug? You know what?
This is Adam at his most insecure.
When better looking guys around me, I do get very insecure. So, which normally I don't have that problem, as you can see. But today I have that issue. So. Another thing too, Doug, I want to put in a request here that from now on when we have guests, I don't want to sit next to this fucker. I want to sit on my own chair over there. So.
Why don't you want to sit next to me?
Because you get all weird.
Listen, what are you talking about?
You get really comfortable.
There's nothing wrong because I'm putting my hand in your pocket. What's the big deal?
That is totally, that's exactly what
I'm
saying.
Why don't you introduce our guest, bro?
No, I want to give him a surprise.
Giving a surprise.
We're still going to talk without even introducing him.
No. What we should do is we should interview him and not tell everybody who it is. And
see just keep going.
See if they can figure it out.
Yeah, they're going to figure out by the title of the fucking episode, you dumbass.
All right.
It's spoiled. Enough.
Okay, so we have this average-looking guy that we brought in today.
Very average. Somehow people care about him, though, right?
He's recently just came off the show Bachelorette. He is not the Bachelorette. He's one of the Bachelor dudes that was on there. This is Ben Zorn. Ben Zorn is in the house today.
Boom.
Whoop, whoop.
But I don't want to just tag him as Ben Zorn, the Bachelor did, because one of the things that I love about this dude is that he's actually a very intelligent guy, you know, which those of you that are fans that watch the show and listening probably got an idea of that. But one of the things, we hit it off as soon as we met and we've hung out quite a few times.
Well, bro, I got to admit. So we had lunch, a month ago, maybe?
About a month ago, yeah.
And we all sat down. I don't really watch the show. My wife watches it though, so it's on in the background.
Uh-huh, sure.
And so for a lot of people,
that's what all the guys say, right?
All the guys say,
like,
can I get a picture?
I don't. Yeah, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture?
It's for my girl. Yeah,
my sister.
Sign it.
Uh-huh.
I have these boxer briefs. Can you sign them real quick?
Did you watch these shows a lot before you were on them? Or did
no,
you,
you no. I watched like maybe one season before.
Really? So my impression is like, you know, because I barely ever watch and I see it here and there. I'm like, these idiots. Like, and then we sit down and we sit down and we have lunch. And after we're done, I'm telling Adam, like, this dude's smart. Like, he's a smart dude. He's a really smart. Right. Whoa. Exactly. So it was a little bit of a shocking, especially because you're good looking too. He's smart and good looking, Adam. It's like if me and you had a child.
Oh, you'd be sitting over there on the show. That's what you'd produce?
That's good to know what it would look like.
So one of the first questions I would want to ask is how real is that show? Like, because I'm always thinking, like, oh, come on, they got to stage this, or, you know.
It depends on who you ask, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For my personal experience on the show, it was very real from a standpoint of I didn't do anything I didn't want to do. If they told me to do something and I didn't want to do it, it didn't happen, you know. They can always edit things and change things and make, you know, something happen that not necessarily something happen that didn't happen, but make it look like something different.
Sure.
But there was never a time where I was really produced per se in the show. I mean, they can give you, they say, hey, you know, maybe you should do this, or, you know, you should probably ask her about this, but never were they, you know, never did they tell me to do something
and I had
to do
it.
No scripted lines, you know, no say
this. No takes, like, okay, guys, redo that kiss again. Okay.
The only thing that I'll tell you is, like, you know, we do a lot of takes when we do toasts, you know, when you, at the end of the day, when you do toast at the rose ceremonies and stuff like that, like, everybody will go around and say a toast. So you got to be quick on your feet and say something. But that's about it. You'll do like 10 takes and people always screwed up the guy comes in with the date card and he says, like, you know, who's going on the date. He has to read the names like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, really?
Because somebody's like not paying attention and like doesn't do like a wave or something like that. So those are the kind of takes, right? You have to do again. Yeah. But as for like the communication with the girl, like that's all like, real.
Legit. So tell these guys, because I don't know, I know Justin doesn't know, and probably a lot of listeners, your story on how you even became this guy. So how did that happen?
You got on the show.
So no, it's actually a funny story. In December or early January, I'm sitting on my couch at home just kind of hanging out with some of my buddies, and they were like, what do you want this year to look like? And I was like, well, there's two things that I want to focus on this year. I want to step outside of my comfort zone. And then, you know, I want to reach some more people. My brother and I started this fitness page on Instagram. We want to kind of get out there more and try and help as many people as possible. And then, you know, without even realizing it, a month later, I think it was like the end of January, beginning of February, my buddy shoots me a text message. He goes, I signed you up for a reality show. I'm like,
oh shit.
I'm like, what? And he's like, I signed you up for a reality show. I'm like, oh crap, which one? And he's like, the Bachelor. I'm like, fuck.
Naked I'm like, wait, and afraid.
I would have almost preferred that one. No. They signed me up for the show. He did my bio info, like pictures, just took him off Facebook and stuff and sent it in without me even like giving him the okay. And I'm like, at first I'm like, shit, like, they really signed me up for this thing. And then and I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to get a phone call. You know, who the hell, like, I'm not going to get a call. They're probably like already filming or something like that. And literally that was on Monday. On Tuesday morning, I got a phone call from ABC.
Damn.
And they asked me two questions. And if they'd asked me questions any other way, I might not even be on there. They said, one, are you single? And I'm like, well, yeah. They were like, is this something that you would be down to do? And I'm like, my literal answer was, sure. I had no idea. I was like, why not? Like, you know, this isn't like you're on the show, but this is like, let's start the process kind of thing. I'm like, sure, I'm not going to make it through this thing. Like, let's give it a shot and see what happens. And so I said, yeah, they sent me the application again, filled it out, sent it back. They're like, perfect, you know, great stuff. You know, send us like 15 to 20 pictures and fill out this questionnaire and they make a video for us and you have 48 hours to do it. I'm like, I don't have time for that shit. I'm like, here, I got 5 pictures. Take that. I'll fill out like most of the questionnaire and then my video, which is like, you know, show us your funny side, like what you do on a daily basis. And I had this whole plan where I was going to wake up at 4 a.m. and record my alarm clock and go to work and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't have time for that shit. I came back from work at like 10 o'clock one night and I looked at my buddy. I'm like, we just got to film this video. So I sat in a chair, like put like a light on me and then with an iPhone recorded my entrance video, which is just like, you know, describe your perfect date. And I'm like, just whatever first thing that came to mind, and I sent it in, you know, not really caring. And they, you know, sent me, they called me back the next day, oh my god, we loved your video. I'm like, what? How? People are sending in like surfing videos and like, you know, I'm a professional chef and this, and I just like sat there. It was kind of ridiculous.
So has anyone now, do they air that? Because I watched the show.
I don't believe they air that. Sometimes they let those videos out or not. I don't even know if they're going to release mine or not. I hope not.
Can we talk about it? Can we ask you, what exactly was your perfect date then? What did you say?
I think what I said was, I wanted to go to some Caribbean island. Cause I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, what would like they actually make happen?
Right.
And I'm like, I want to go to some Caribbean island. I want to go out on a sailboat or a motorboat or something like that. And I want to catch my dinner. I want to go deep sea fishing. I want to come back and chill in a cabana and then have like a professional chef, like cook all the fish that we just caught up, like the freshest sushi, whatever you got, just go out and catch it and then just hang out the rest of the
doing
day on the beach.
Big.
And I was like,
dude, we should
have doing it big.
I feel like we should have gone with Nicole. Remember, doesn't that sound like Nicole?
Oh my God.
We asked Nicole what her perfect day was. Yeah. She's like, she had this
it was elaborate.
Get
it was
lost.
Really elaborate.
I want to get lost in the Bermuda Triangle. And then we're going, she had this crazy.
And then we're going to go shark hunting.
I think that was Natalia.
Was it Natalia?
I think it was Natalia.
Oh, it was Natalia who said that, right? It was Natalia, not Nicole. My bad, Nicole.
Natalia.
It was Natalia who had the perfect date like that. That's funny. So now, you know, how much of that do you feel is really you, or like you said, you're just trying to, like, you know, this is probably a good thing for me to say type of deal? I mean, is that
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean,
but that sounds like an awesome date.
It sounds like an awesome date, right? Yeah. If you were like, okay, money's not an option, like, what's your perfect date? Like, you're gonna try and go as big as you can.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Adam's would have been different. Adam would have been like, you know, three women.
Yeah, Adam, what would your perfect date be?
Lots of cocaine and gambling. And,
I like a blonde, a brunette.
A donkey show in there, maybe.
So, oh my God.
Whoa. My girl will probably hate me for sharing this. But
you're good to do. Okay.
I should. So people always ask, my girl and I have been together for like 4.5 years now. And they're always so curious because we are so dynamic and different. We have a very cool relationship. And everyone's like, you know, how do you put up with this son of a bitch? And, you know, and they ask me all the time, what was it that when you knew she was the one, or that, you know, she was special, or you guys were going to be something more than just some dater with that? And I said, well, first of all, I knew her for about a year, but what I did to her was I invited her out. We were taking the limo out to San Francisco. It was just me and some of my buddies. There's about three of my buddies, and we decided to go. We were celebrating. We had just we were building a business. We just started making good revenue, and said, "Hey, we're gonna go out and celebrate." Well, of course, a couple dudes are going out to celebrate in a limo in San Francisco. Like, there's the right way to do that is fill it up with hot chicks, right? So,
absolutely.
You know, and I'm single at the time, so
you don't want an empty seat.
Yeah, and so I'm pretty much I'm responsible for loading most of this limo up. So I get on the phone and I'm making phone calls. And her and I at the time had just been friends, and you know, I was attracted to her and I really liked her. And I thought, you know, should I invite her? There's like three other girls that, you know, that I've either banged or want to bang me that are on this limo trip. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. She's fucking so cool. I bet you she'd just be cool with it. So I call her up on the phone. I said, hey, bunch of my buddies, or a few of my buddies and I, we're heading up to San Francisco, taking the limo up there. We're just going to go. We got a table set up for us and everything.
Buddies,
like that.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's how you masked it?
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to roll
gotcha.
My buddies.
Gotcha.
My buddies out of the bus there. So, you know, and I tell her, but there's three other girls that are going to be there that I know want to sleep with me. So I just want to let you know. And she starts laughing on the other line. And she's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, no, if you're not comfortable with coming, I totally understand. And she's like, no, I just think that's crazy that you told me that. And I'm like, well, you know me, that's how I am. Like, I'd rather be upfront about it than be that guy who brings you along. And then you're like, what the fuck, when this girl starts making out with me out of nowhere and I invited you or something like that. So I didn't want something weird like that to happen. Right. So she's like, fuck, yeah, I'm down, whatever.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Oh, bro. And she rolled right with it, dude. And the other girls are all over me on the dance floor and getting on me and stuff like that. And she just,
didn't even trip.
Wow. Didn't even trip, didn't even phase. And, you know, long story short, it was her who I ended up hanging out with and calling up the next day. So
she's secure, man.
Yeah. So for me, that's, you know, that sounds really weird for a perfect date, but like,
is that what we were still describing?
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. I say that because
actually, it doesn't sound too weird. Limo. A lot of hot girls, go party.
Possible threesome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you pick the right one.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So to me, that was a pretty damn perfect date. You know, I
feel like more women will like.
And that's Ben's. Why you didn't get Bachelorette.
Yeah. God damn. Could you imagine that?
Could you imagine if I did that for my video? Right? Like, okay.
Adam actually sent an entry in, and they were
No, this is my theory, and I want to hear what you have to say about this, because this is my, and I don't know anything about this show. You know, you obviously could correct me if I'm wrong here. I feel like the show, there's 20 guys, right, that come in here, and I feel like they pick like five to 10 maybe of you guys, like you guys
that are legit.
Legit.
I was just going to ask this.
Good looking, educated. I mean,
not crazy.
Well spoken.
Yeah. All the things that make for that the America would be like, I would love to bang this dude. And I feel like they have those. And then they have the other 15 or 10 to 15.
Degenerates.
Yeah. And even if they're not degenerates, they could be some good guys, but they're just.
I think they throw them in for.
Curveballs. Let's say they're
maybe for drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the dude that got hammered in the first like couple episodes.
That's what happens. I think a lot of these guys are good dudes, and you get alcohol in them, and they just lose their
shit. But he got smashed.
Oh, yeah.
And then he did a bunch of crazy shit, and he almost got in a couple fights.
Well, can you share, too? That was actually over two.
So, yeah, the first episode, or the first night, I guess you could say, was actually shot over two nights. And so...
Also, it's two different evenings.
Two different evenings, right. But on the show, it's made to look like one.
Oh, wow.
And so we all showed up, and we rolled in on, I think, like a Friday or something like that. And it took, I mean, I'm sitting in my hotel room, because they have you all, you know, secluded. So you spend from Tuesday to Friday, like, in your hotel room. You're not doing anything. And then you haven't even seen any of their guys. And then they're like, all right, we're ready for you. You go down, you get in the limo, and there's four other dudes in the limo. And you're like, all right, what's up? You know, we're about to date the same girl. I thought they'd forgotten about me. It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And I'm still in my room, dressed to the T. And I'm like, fuck, well, maybe they got enough guys. Maybe they didn't need me. and so we finally go down, and we all head over, and... you know, you do your entrance, your limo entrance, where you just step out and, you know, you say your little spiel. This time they had both girls up there, and that takes like the whole night. And then we're, once we go inside, we got to mingle a little bit with the girls, but not much. And then at like 2 a.m., we went home. And I was like, all right, well, you know, I guess normally they have you actually get to talk to girls more and you get to meet everybody. But because there were two girls, they had to have an extended period of time where we could actually have the time to be able to see all of them. So we went home, and they dry cleaned all our stuff, you know, put the same clothes back on the next day. And then as soon as it got dark, we all piled into a bus because we all knew each other at this point. And so we piled into a bus and headed over there and started the first night kind of all over again, where, you know, one guy takes the girl and starts talking to her. And then from there, it's just like, it's similar to a bar. Picture like one girl at the bar and 25 dudes in
it. Wow, that's like, so it's like
the ultimate
gazelle.
Cock block.
Yeah. So you're sitting there talking to the girl, and then like 5 minutes goes by, and the guy's like, hey, do you mind if I step in? And you want to be like, fuck no. Get the hell out of here. But at the same time, you know, it's night one. You're just like, sure, give me like a minute or something. And so that was shot over two nights. So the drunk guy, Ryan, you know, the first night he just got smashed, and the second night he showed him. He's like, on the way to the house, he's like, man, like I really want to apologize, guys. I don't normally get like that, and you know, sometimes I just kind of drink too much. And we're like, dude, no worries, man, it happens to all of us. And in my head I'm like, fuck, like, how are they gonna do this if they're shooting this over two nights? He shows up sober the second night, like, what are they gonna, like, the editing team is gonna have that out for him, right? But then within 30 minutes he was like even drunker than the night before. I'm like, I don't know what they did.
Beautiful.
He's a good dude, but he got slammed, and even worse the second night. So I'm like, the editing team is fine. They're not gonna have anything to worry about.
It's seamless. So you picked Caitlin
picked
to be
Caitlin,
the girl that you wanted to be the bachelorette.
Yeah.
And it was good that she won.
I want to know this. I want to know, you picked her, and, you know, based off of probably the little bit of time you got with her and what you thought about her.
Yeah, the 5 minutes I spent talking to each girl.
Right.
I mean.
So
my wife, right?
I mean, they were both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that being said, what do you feel like? Let's talk about her and how you really feel about her, and, you know, your thoughts when you first met her versus what happened over the entire show. Like, you know, where are you at with all that?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a popular question. Like, you know, everybody asked, you know, well, did you like her? Did you love her? And all that stuff. And you know, in the beginning, I went in with just an open mind, you know. I think that's the best way to go in it. You can't go in like being like, I'm going to fall in love with this person. It's like, what the hell? Who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
So I just went in. I was just like, look, it could be, you know, it could work out. We'll see what happens. And I first got to talk to her. And, you know, the first conversation we had to her was okay. It wasn't great. And then the more time that I got to spend with her, like, I legitimately started to like her. I mean, they don't put some random girl, like, you know, some nobody in there. Like, this girl, she's beautiful, she's cool, she's funny. You know, she has all these great qualities. They're not going to put some nobody on there. Yeah. And so it's hard not to like her, essentially. And so I definitely, my feelings for her grew, and I definitely liked her, but I never got to the point of, you know, loving her per se. I think that's really hard to do in that short amount of time. And I think the last 3 to 4 weeks of the show, when they really start narrowing it down from like 8 to 1, that's when you really make the most progress from those standpoints, as far as really making that connection to actually want to propose to somebody.
Well, they also put you in like amazing locations, situations. And if you're with a very attractive, awesome, you know, person in these great, you know, situations, you're going to probably develop some feelings. I would have picked her too between the two girls. I forgot what the other girl's name was.
Other girl's name was Britt.
Britt, both very pretty, but she seemed more, I don't know, down to earth. I think. Is that why? Would you think
definitely more down to earth?
Do you think that's why she won?
I honestly don't know. A lot of the guys, like they knew who they were going to pick. Before they even talked to her. And there were some guys that, like, they were like, I'm picking Caitlin tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, from the very beginning. And then they talked to Britt. They're like, I'm changing my mind. I'm picking Britt. I'm like, all right. So, I mean, either way, you can't go wrong with either girl. They were both awesome. I think Caitlin was a better fit for me just because she was more down to earth, she more relaxed, more chill. And just, you know, more, I think she had a better personality.
Now, at the end, you came out, even though you didn't make it towards the very end, you came out as one of the most liked people on the show. I mean, you know, when I Google your name, it's like, everybody likes you. Women love you.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, and a lot, I think it's because I would speculate it's because you kind of, you seem real. You don't seem, fake or
Sal
whatever.
Sal had a big crush on you.
Yeah, I still do. I still do, let's be honest. Okay. So you came across as the most, I guess, authentic. Yeah, and you're, I don't know if they picked the next Bachelor, but you're definitely one of the favorites. What a lot of people talk about.
There's, you know,
have they made a pick
polls,
yet?
There's polls by people. They haven't made a pick yet.
Okay.
I'm definitely up there in the running for it. I haven't talked to them yet. I did a bunch of interviews with E! News and all that stuff. And they asked me, like, would you do it given the opportunity? And kind of my stance on it right now is that's a lot to think about.
Sure.
It's definitely something I would consider. But it's something that I, you know, it's not like a yes or no answer right now, bolt to your head, would you do it?
Right.
So, it's definitely something I had to talk to my friends and family about to see if, you know, if I really want to go that route.
Well, I could see pluses or minuses.
There's pluses and minuses to both.
I was going to ask you, can you share, cause you've off air, you've shared with me kind of your personal, take on, and I think it's very wise, what you've shared. Can you share some of why you think you may or may not would, if given, let's pretend they call you up and they say, it's all you, Ben. You know, why wouldn't you do it?
Why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah.
And the reasons I wouldn't do it would probably be because, you know, when you have a first date with somebody and it's going well, you kind of want it to keep going. Like, you don't want it to be cut off after 5 minutes. So that's, I like being able to just talk to somebody and learn about somebody and just, you know, kind of have it act naturally, not, not being cut off by some other dude who's jumping in and then, you know, 2 weeks later, he's making out with her also.
Yeah. So like where does that happen in real life?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But in my case, it would be with the girls. And so, one thing that's hard is what we talked about earlier, where, you know, you get 25 girls and they're going to throw in 15, you know, some kind of crazy, you know what I mean? And then the other, you know, there's the other 10. And so maybe 5 of those are going to have some kind of interesting storyline to them. And then the other 5 are going to be real girls. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they pick them or anything like that. And then it's like almost like Russian roulette. It's like, all right, perfect. You have 8 weeks to figure out which ones are crazy and which ones aren't. and you only get to talk to the girls for like 5 minutes at a time. Ready, go. And I'm like, oh shit, that's a lot of pressure, you know? So I mean, that's definitely something that I'd have to consider. I mean, the same thing, like they picked Caitlin and like how I ended up on the show. Like, there are good people that end up on these shows that are awesome and that really, you know, do have their shit together.
Right.
But it's finding out, you know, finding out who those people are and having America watch you go through that that sorting process. Well,
And also when we had met about a month ago, you know, you have big aspirations for, you know, yourself and the fitness industry.
Yeah, the fitness industry is a big thing for me. That's how I want to make my name. I want to be known for.
And you're not just any trainer. You have an actual education in fitness.
Okay. Yeah. No, I definitely want to be known for my work. That's something that's going to be sustainable in the long term. Reality shows are only going to be, you know, so it's only so long. So,
sure.
You know, that does mean a lot to me, and I don't want that to affect my fitness aspirations.
Right.
So that's a big thing for me.
Yeah, because I could see it on one side being positive because it gets your name out there, you're known.
Exactly.
But on the other side, you know, that's who you are.
Yeah. What about this? I would be worried. you know, like, okay, so you just had this show and, you know, you obviously you're one of the fan favorites. And I think the way you carried yourself, you conducted yourself was damn near flawless in a very weird situation. Let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot of weird things having to make out on TV in front of people.
Yeah, that's weird.
Somebody interrupting your date, right?
Yeah.
Things like this. And, you know, I think you damn near carried yourself perfect. I would be worried about just, I mean, it's kind of like rolling the dice by putting yourself, and the target I would feel like is on your back if you're the main dude.
That's the thing.
Kind of like what they did to Caitlyn.
That's
like, kind of
what they did to Caitlyn. Caitlyn was by far the fan favorite last season, and then she shows up this season. And, you know, she made a couple decisions that were questionable to some people. But again, at the end of the day, she's entitled to her own opinion, and people shouldn't necessarily judge her for it. But a lot of America didn't like her for it, and that she got a lot of hate for that.
I could not believe the way she was getting ridiculous. Treated.
Because yeah.
Basically,
those
she
tweets
slept.
They read off at the end there, it was appalling to me, like what some women were saying.
Well, because she slept with someone, right? But women just attacked her over
yeah.
it. I mean, it wasn't guys that were going crazy. It was the women, because a lot of the dudes, some of the guys had issues with it, but most of the people were like, look, this is...
She's a real...
This is a human being.
Yeah. She's trying to find out who she's going to date. Yeah. You know, sex happens to be a part of it. That's the reality, right?
Exactly.
But she got ripped. I mean, exactly. What's your opinion on that? How'd you feel about the way she got handled by some of the women fans or female fans?
Oh, I mean, I didn't really see too much of it, because I got a Twitter when I first got off the show, so mm-hmm. I didn't even know any of that stuff first. But after like hearing it on the Men's Hall and hearing some of those tweets, I mean, I was appalled that some moms could be sending tweets like that is a shocker to me.
Yeah.
I mean, what people need to realize is that, you know, even if they're on reality shows, they're still real people. They're not actors.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're going to make their own decisions, and you can't. Can't call somebody out for stuff that you may not know the whole story on. I think the one thing that I had a big opinion on was there's so much that happened on the show that you didn't see, and everybody's watching the show as in this is real time and this right. is exactly how everything happened, when you know, they can make things look to however they want it to. And so that was, I think, a big thing where they can make her look worse or mm-hmm. they can make her look better. And so don't necessarily judge her for that.
Do you think the reaction would have been the same if she were a guy?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I think she definitely got more ridiculed.
I think like she got more heat.
Yeah.
Because she's a woman.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And that was kind of, that bothered me a little bit, the, you know, how people came down on her
Absolutely.
So hard just because of that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes sense. Again, you're trying to find the person you want to be with. You're probably, and you like some of them. You're probably, I mean, sex is a part of it. I mean, unless you get married and you're a virgin, which, you know, newsflash, most people aren't virgins when they get married.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think The Bachelorette definitely gets more heat than The Bachelor. The Bachelorette's hard. It's really hard. Yeah. I can only imagine what she went through.
Oh, yeah. The standards that everyone seems to hold the women to, you know, is totally, totally double
standard.
It's way higher. Yeah, for sure.
Now, you and the other guys kind of became cool with each other, friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I made lifelong friends on the show for sure.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Lifelong friends.
I mean, I just got back from a road trip with my brother. I drove him up to Ohio State, and we swung by Denver, and I got to see JJ and Ben H in Denver, spent the night at his house, and then kept going to Kansas City, said hi to Tanner, and that was a blast. I mean, you know, having friends all over the country and like good friends. I mean, it's like, you only spend such a short time with them, but at the same time, it's like summer camp. You know, you go to summer camp for 2 weeks and you feel like you guys are brothers at the end of 2 weeks, and you're like, how the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
And then you leave and you text every now and then you guys show up to camp again and you guys are best friends, you know? So imagine that, but like, you know, 7 weeks long. So, you know, naturally we got off the show and I'm like, shit, I'm like calling up my buddies, like, how are you doing? How's life treating you? You know, little things like that. But, yeah, it's definitely different.
So I want you to share a little bit about JJ, because I feel like he got kind of like,
oh, he got
portrayed.
Such a bad rap.
Yes, he did. Like he got portrayed like just a douchebag and a gay. Everyone thought he was gay because he was with his buddy, the other guy who he hit it off with.
Yeah, no, JJ and Clint are both straight, for the record. No, they're both good dudes. JJ is definitely more outspoken and definitely a unique personality.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's a good dude. I mean, you should see him with his little daughter. His daughter is like the cutest thing ever, and he's a good guy at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
But you can definitely, you know, with the little snippets that you take from him, you can definitely make him out to be an asshole for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they definitely, he got roasted, dude. I felt, and then even when like the men tell all at the end, like when he was trying to like, he tried to get himself out of it, he was just like burying himself deeper. Yeah. It's like, oh man, that's you just, and that's where I said, I mean, kudos to you because you never know what they're going to ask you on that hot seat and what kind of questions they're going to fire at you.
Oh yeah, you never know.
Yeah, and I mean, how easily you can get your tongue tied and not, you know, not what to say, and he just kept digging himself deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I'm like, JJ, just shut up.
I had a feeling, you had mentioned that he was a really good dude, and then the fact that you stopped in Colorado to see him, obviously you like him and he's a good freaking guy. So, you know, I definitely felt like he got the short end of the stick on this one for sure.
So now that you're off, you know, off the show, you're back doing, you know, personal training and how has that affected your business? How's being on the show affected? I can only assume you've got a flood of women wanting to train with you.
Definitely. All kinds of people coming out of the woodwork to train with me and whatnot. My schedule before I left was pretty busy already. Coming back, it's just as full with the same people. And so, the hardest thing for me is I'm not about the money when it comes to training and stuff like that. I want to train somebody that wants to get better, that wants to see improvement and results and stuff like that. I don't necessarily want, maybe might make me sound like an idiot, but I don't want somebody to pay me $150 just to stare at me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can do other shit with my time for that. Mm-hmm. If I want to train somebody for that hour, like, I want to give them the best hour of training that they can get for that hour, or group training or boot camp or something like that. So there's been a lot of interest from, you know, all the San Jose area and even from, you know, the rest of the country. And so I'm working on a plan with my brother right now, a nutrition plan, exercise plan to get that out to people. Again, just give them good quality fitness advice because, I mean, like you guys know, there's so much bullshit out there.
Oh, yeah. 99%
of it. 99% of it's bullshit. And that's why one of the reasons why I love listening to you guys because you guys are past that bullshit and you guys talk about, you know, the real stuff. And so that's a big thing that I care about a lot is people getting the correct, you know, the correct advice or the correct fitness education that they need. So short answer to answer your question, there's been a lot of interest, but I've kind of been holding off on that to see, you know, exactly who's truly interested and who just wants to take a picture with Ben after the workout.
Yeah. Well, you had clients before going on the show.
I had clients before.
And they've been with you for a long time.
They've been with me for a while. So like, I'm not going to drop them for somebody else.
And see, this is what I like about you is your integrity. I'm the same way. I've had clients I've had for 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We start Mind Pump, you know, people are listening like crazy. I've got people asking, you know, calling, wanting to train, pay me, you know, tons of money to train them, but I'm not going to drop my client who's been with me for 12 years that might be paying me a fraction, you know, and so, and you're right, some people might look at you and say, oh, that's a stupid business idea, but I look at you and I think that's integrity, and a lot of that is missed in this industry.
This is a perfect point to bring up, how much integrity that Sal and Ben have and how little I have that I just want you guys to I want you guys to know that
go to my website,
you can go to my PayPal at we'd love to
hit
adam@gmail.com. I actually have
and you'll take the highest bidder.
I've actually taken nude photos of Ben that I have and I'm gonna be sending those out to the highest bidder so you guys can go ahead and start bidding on that on my webpage.
FYI, Adam had to use the panorama function on his phone for that nude photo. Boom. What are some fitness myths? I see more of them geared towards women. I see more fitness myths in advertising towards women than to men. What are some fitness myths that just, as a trainer, I guarantee we're going to probably say the same stuff, but just gets under your skin when you read it or hear it and you just go, oh, that's such bullshit. What are some things you can think about?
So much, so many of the stupid diets out there.
Yeah.
The diets are, they kill me. Somebody today came up to me and is like, you know, I've cut out almost all of my carbs out of my diet. I'm like, why? They're like, because I lose weight on it. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. And then you stop and then you don't see anything else.
Right.
So little things like that.
What about female clients that come up to you and say, I want to lift weights, but I don't want to get too big.
Oh God, that's such a popular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that.
What do you
one.
Say to that? What do you say to them?
I tell them right off the bat. I'm like, look, if you want to get the body that you want, you have to start doing resistance training. You have to start doing weight training. There's a correct way to do it. You know, you don't want to be just a cardio bunny and then you can't even lift your kid up basically. Cause I've had clients that have had that where they spend all day on the treadmill and they're skinny, but then they can't even lift their kid off the ground. I'm like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
So not only from, I mean, the fastest, you guys know, the fastest way to take down your body fat is through, you know, diet, you know, making sure that you're doing your cardio and then your resistance training as well. You have to have all three working together in order to see the fastest results. And a lot of people don't see that third part especially women as an entity.
Mm-hmm. So, I wanted him to share a story that you guys haven't heard yet. We were working, him and I were working out the other day, and I asked him about the article that Doug found. And I don't know if you guys remember, Doug found an article just the other day that was the that was printed up in the new. Where was that from, Doug? Where did you read that at? About his the fight, the brawl that he got into.
Was that on MSN? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, Doug read that, and I didn't know if it was true or not. So I asked him, I said, hey, dude, what was up with the story with the outside the studio or whatever, the brawl that you got involved in? And he shared the story with me, and they actually shared another story that the reason why it went down the way it went down for him that I thought was pretty crazy. So you got to share that story with these guys. What happened? So those of you who don't know, there's a newspaper and stuff, and everyone printed this story that Ben, or was it JJ who was got into the,
yeah. So JJ was outside of the bar that we were at after the mental all.
So this is after the recording.
This is just recent.
Okay,
yeah, it was about 2-3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And we were all inside the bar, and JJ went outside for just get some clean air or something like that, and. Five dudes walked by, skinnier Asian guys walked by, and one of them bumps into him, and he was just like, what the fuck? I mean, he's a little tipsy, a little drunk, and just kind of said, well, I didn't see what happened, but, one of the dudes swings on him, just gives him a complete cheap shot. And, there's one other guy outside with one of the handlers who kind of like just, he's a helper. If we need food from the grocery store, he'll go grab it for us and stuff like that. And he jumps into the fight too, but it's 5-on-2.
And he's a young kid, you said, right?
He's like 18 years old, just out of high school, film school, whatever it is. And just trying to get his foot in the door with ABC. So not your ex-football player.
Yeah. So I want to make that clear so these guys know that this is, because exactly. When you first told the story, I'm like, oh, okay. So he's got a big bouncer with him. He's like a buck 40 wet, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. And one of the girls runs inside, one of the girls from a previous season, and she was just like, Ben, they're beating him up. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I got it. I'm just kind of hanging out. And then I'm like, all right, well, I'll come outside. And so I slowly, casually walk out. I'm like, I don't really know what's going on. I open up the door and look down the street, and there's five guys beating up JJ and this other dude. And, my initial reaction is, I'm just going to run in and start going ham and start hitting everybody, right? Right. Like, I mean, with brawls, with football teams and stuff like that. Haymakers. And then I always think back to, what happened in the past. And there was a fight that me and a bunch of my buddies were in at a football party one time with some guys from another city or something like that, that weren't even invited to the party. And, I remember looking to my left as I'm fighting in this big thing, and one of my buddies is holding his stomach, and I'm like, what the hell is he doing? And he's like, Ben, you got to get me out of here. So I grab him and I pull him out of the fight, and he's like, you got to help me. And I'm like, what's going on? And he like moves his hand, and he's literally holding his intestine.
Wow.
So he got stabbed with a box cutter like seven inches across. Wow. And he's holding his intestine in his hand. And I mean, I was kinesiology major, sports medicine, all that stuff. So I'm 911, grab this, grab that, you do this, I'm trying to make sure that my friend doesn't die on me. And so, fast forwarding to the other night, that was the first process in my head where, I see 5-on-2, there's skinny guys, and people don't fight fair nowadays.
No.
That doesn't happen anymore,
especially
in downtown LA. So my first thought is just, get them out. So rather than getting there and getting into a huge fight and having all that stuff get on TMZ, I'm like, all right, look, I'm just going to break it up. So I ran in there and pushed one of the guys off the handler, got him safe. And then I just grabbed JJ and dragged him out. And by that time, as soon as I dragged him out, the other guys came out and were like, whoa, why are we fighting? Let's use our words. But just kind of going in there and just, stop, just ending it right there was probably the best option. So
was he all right? Did he get banged?
Yeah, probably concussion for sure. Two black eyes, broken nose.
Oh wow, so it was a nasty little brawl.
Yeah,
it was
probably going on for like 15-20 seconds by the time I got out there.
Which is a long time.
Which five on two is a long time.
Yeah, it's a lot of lumps.
Yeah, a lot of kicks and punches can get in that amount of time for sure.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your fitness philosophy if you were telling someone, because you're a trainer now,
yeah,
you're in the industry, you want to grow in this industry, what's your philosophy with fitness?
You have an athletic background. You mentioned football, and I know that you played for San Jose State.
Yeah,
that's rad.
And so, he has his CSCS too. So
Yeah, it's funny because I come from so many different avenues. My personal background is in football, but I went from 300 pounds being an offensive lineman to 225 that I am right now. So I've done the weight loss process. So I'm really good at interacting with people on that. I know what it takes. I know the difficulties in it.
Were you heavier set growing up?
Yeah, so I was always a big kid growing up, but then when I got to freshman year high school, I mean, they were like, all right, let's bulk you up. So I went from a buck 95 to, by the time I left, about 250. So I've bulked, I've lost, I've done, I've hung out at 300, I've lost, all the way down to 225, and then now I'm getting ready to do a physique competition in October.
You're trying to be a quarterback. Let's be honest.
Right, I always ask people, I'm like, what position do you think I play? They're like, quarterback.
Right?
Or if receiver. And I'm like, yeah.
I love that. You're like a humble lineman in a quarterback body.
Exactly. I love it.
That's awesome.
And but my philosophy on fitness in general is just, you have to do what works for you. Nobody's the same. I know that you like a lot of the functional stuff and your ex-football background and stuff like that. And you're more the aesthetic stuff, and you're kind of a combination of everything, and you do a little aesthetic and a lot of the science.
He pretty much just makes up shit. That's pretty much how that is.
He reads an article right before we start, and then blows our mind.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
But just kind of doing whatever you like to do, because at the end of the day, the best exercise or the best workout is the one that you're actually going to do. If you hate working out or you hate going to the gym, go for a hike or go paddleboarding if you like to work out, if you like to paddleboard or something like that. Whatever it is for you, that should be your goal and your desire. I think that everybody has different goals. Everybody has different goals, and you need to make sure that now that you have this goal that you want to, whether it's paddleboarding, whether it's running a marathon, whether it's bodybuilding, you're taking the right steps in order to get there. Mm-hmm. And I think people lose sight of that, especially in America and just in general daily life, where they get so caught up in their 9-to-5 grind and they get off and they're too tired and they don't want to do this and they don't want to do that. And you have to be working towards something always. If you're not working towards something, at least that's for me. If I'm not working towards something, then I'll be kind of just like everybody else, where I'm just kind of all flatline and I'll be bored.
Share with us a little bit, because I think this is neat, especially since you're now entering my world a little bit with the men's physique.
Yeah.
And I totally remember being in your exact shoes, nothing but maybe 2 years ago was, right about 2 years ago. And having the education, the experience, and then stepping into this new world, dude. So what's that like? And, can you share some of maybe even your insecurities of feeling what it feels like and what's going through your head? Because I know it's different,
It's crazy.
Talk about the posing.
I actually have not even got into that yet. So
maybe let me know when you do. I want to watch.
Yeah, fuck. Oh, man, I'm not looking forward to that part. No, this is definitely a completely different world for me. I mean, with my kinesiology background, I learned how to do things, sports performance wise or health, the healthy way, or, little things like that. And you don't learn about the dehydration process. You learn that it's bad.
Right.
But here I am like, all right, week 12, we're going to have to take out all your water. I'm like, what?
And it defies everything.
Yeah. It defies everything that I've learned. And so, I'm such I'm such a nerd when it comes to fitness. I love it. And it's learning different kinds of avenues that you can train people, like whether it's physique, whether it's performance, whether it's, just for your daily lifestyle kind of thing. It's important for me to kind of have all those bases covered. So as far as, some of the things that I've learned, my coaches are always yelling at me, locking out every rep, making sure you're going all the way to the top. And the other day I'm working out with somebody and he's like, no, go three quarters of the way up and stop. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, you don't want your muscle to rest. And I'm like, well, shit, I've been locking it out my whole life. I've been doing it wrong. But, it's definitely a change. It's definitely something different, but it's also a challenge to me too. I always love giving challenges to myself. That's how you progress and get better. And that's, it gives you something to look forward to.
Can you say where you're going to compete in case, people want to show up and support you?
I'm doing the San Francisco show. It's going to be in Hayward. I don't know why the San Francisco show's in Hayward, but it's in Hayward.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But San Francisco show, it's on October 10th. I can't remember who does it, but yeah, it's my first one. I'll do that one, and then I'll also do Sacramento the following month.
I believe that's Muscle Contest, and that's at Chabot College.
There you go.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's where Contra Costa's hold out. So give me the number one thing you're excited about doing it and the number one thing you're looking forward the least to out of the whole process?
Okay, let me see. The number one thing I'm excited about is being in the best shape of my life aesthetically.
looking the best
yeah, that I've ever done. Then the thing that I'm not looking forward to most is one, that last week of just dehydrating myself and eating nothing but rice cakes the day of or whatever the hell they do. Again, it's something I still need to figure out. I don't even know how that works yet. And just standing on stage in front of thousands of people with my shirt off, like as an offensive lineman, like that scares the shit out of me. You know, like when I was 300 pounds, like I'd never in my wildest dreams would have dreamt of that. And so that moment will be like a huge, huge moment for me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've got some, you know, family members that are big fans and they want to know, are you still single? Are you dating anyone? Can you say?
I am actively dating. Okay. I am still single. Just trying to find the right one.
What is the right one? Let's talk about that. What is the right one look like? What do they look like? What is your perfect woman?
We did kind of an episode earlier where we were like trying to build somebody for Doug. I feel like, you know, if we were going to build, you know, the perfect
dude,
girl,
would,
where do we start?
I would love it if you were down to do like a freaking eHarmony thing. Like, do like
oh my God.
Dude, if you, like a match.com and just
no,
like,
wait, we can't
just
give them the publicity.
Does that thing max out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do they have limits on
it? I know.
That's right.
I would like to see that. That would be hilarious. Can we do that? I would love to do that, bro.
It's ridiculous.
Where do we start? Like the hair, okay?
Yeah.
Build us the perfect girl. We'll just wrap it off.
Build
us the perfect girl.
Yeah. Big boobs, little boobs.
I mean,
big
dark,
ass,
light. Like, where are you coming from here?
Conservative, like, slutty.
Ooh.
These are important questions.
I mean, slightly slutty. You don't have to go full slut.
Yeah.
No, I like blondes and brunettes. I like bigger boobs. I'm definitely an ass man, though. The boobs thing's definitely grown on me. And the last couple girls that I've dated have had fake ones, and I'm a big fan.
Excellent.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Built
else?
For speed, not comfort, bro. That's
right. Speed, not comfort.
That's right.
I like
that.
There's two pillows waiting to happen.
Yeah.
I think a big thing for me is, you know, being able to kind of like what Adam was saying was just being able to just chill with your girl and be able to do nothing and have it be some of the best time mm-hmm. that you can ever think of. Like, not want to be anywhere else. Even on the show, I don't think they aired it, but when they were like, you know, describe love, you know, what is love to you? And or what is finding that person? And I'm like, well, I want to find somebody that I can like take everything out of it. I want to like be able to live in a cardboard box, want to have sex with them all the time, like be
no matter
super
what.
Attracted to them and be able to be like living in a cardboard box and be completely content and happy with life.
Chill. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's heavy.
See, that's not that hard. It's not that hard.
That's some heavy shit right there.
So you want a hot chick and be a bum?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, so
ladies, listen. If you're hot and you're homeless,
now
hot homeless chicks. Let's
now
put an ad on Craigslist.
You strike me as a pretty self-aware guy and intelligent beyond your years.
Yeah, I tripped out over your age. I thought you were.
Yeah, I'm only 26.
Yeah, no.
Stop talking so distinguishedly.
Yeah, not that you look older, but I thought you were, you know, in your 30s. Not because you look like you're in 30s.
Yeah.
You carry yourself that way.
Yeah.
So that being said, you know, I'll tell you, you know, help you out with this answer. I'm going to ask you this question. I don't know what I'm fucking wording right now. I'm trying to confuse you is what I'm doing, in case you're wondering.
Adam closes his eyes a lot when he thinks really hard.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it took me a while to figure this out about myself, was that, you know, I had this MO of dating girls. Like, I had a sign on my back that said, I'll help you. And I dated a lot of hot chicks.
You're Captain Save-A-Ho.
We can go all Captain the way back to, Save-A-Ho. You know, I'm a psychology guy. So you go all the way back to when I was, you know, younger, and more than likely it's because the whole daddy issues, didn't have the father growing up. So I felt like I need to be the father figure to all these girls. And so
you dated crazy chicks.
I did a lot of crazy, a lot of great sex. So
didn't regret a second of it.
One of the things that it took me a while, and it took me until my late 20s and early 30s before I realized that I had to break that cycle and get away from that. Even though I was attracted to instantly to that type of girl, I had to pull myself away and be like, wait a second, that's not the right girl for me. Do you feel like can you do that? Can you look back at some of the girls that you've dated in the past and kind of things that you've learned from, or do you know what is a match for you and not a match for you, or some things that are like non-negotiable, stuff like that? Have you
there's like a couple non-negotiable stuff, but one of the, you know, just over the course of dating and stuff like that, I think I'm still trying to figure it out. I think it's, you know, figuring out exactly, you know, more of what you don't like than what you actually do like.
Right.
There's so many different girls out there that are all you know, completely different.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning, it took a while to figure out exactly what I was looking for, and I think I have a better idea, but I can't build you. Like,
well, so what are some things you don't like? What are some things you have found out?
Smoking is a big one for me. Okay. I mean, I'm such a health nut, you know. So it's like cigarettes and stuff like that is a big kind of no-no for me.
What about like big feet? Like, that's horrible.
I don't know. I don't think I've run into that one yet.
Oh, okay. Like size 12 shoes.
Oh, my
like,
God. That was,
she like, can't have bigger shoes.
She just stomps right in the roof. Dum, dum, dum. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a rough one. Yeah, she had
that one
feet
I'd have
me,
to be like,
some
sorry,
she's got flippers on all the time.
Right?
Sounds like flip-flops even when she's barefoot.
Yeah, or like sneezes really weird. You know, have you ever met a girl like that where she starts sneezing?
See, now this is where we're showing our age, bro. We've been around for so long.
Something like really, like she's trying to be cute, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, there's definitely those.
Okay, so smokers, no good. What about like the girl with the ambition? You know, like, some guys have a hard time with a girl that's overly motivated.
Oh, I need a girl that's motivated. 100%. Yeah. Okay. Another one of my things is if a girl's not motivated, if she's just like doing nothing with her life and like has no aspirations, no dreams, no nothing. I'm like, I can't be around that.
Mm-hmm. She could be a bum.
That's true.
That's kind of
true.
Conflicted.
He's called you out. Right,
I don't know. You're confusing me.
Not necessarily.
She's motivated, but she's content.
She just fails a lot.
Okay.
She just fails a lot.
She overachieves.
But she's trying
and
really hard.
Plummets
though.
Really
she
fast.
Tries really hard. That's what matters. Even though they keep.
She's affected by the economy. Bottom line.
I think that's being the good looking guy that you are. I know you get these good looking girls. And, you know, and I know I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail now after all this, what I'm about to say, but you know,
get ready with the mute button.
Yeah. Yeah. So
where
I take my pants.
I mean,
down
I feel like a lot of these girls that are just drop dead, gorgeous, super fine, that have been that way their whole life. They've gotten a lot of things handed to them their entire life. And it's really hard. And I'm not saying they don't exist. But it's hard to find a woman like that.
It is.
That is, you know, a dime piece and then ambitious.
Yeah.
You know, no, I feel like to be ambitious, you got to have a little character. You got to got to have kind of been ugly for a while. You got to have
an overcomer.
You got to have been trash canned. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like crooked teeth for a little bit. You got to have been, you know, the fat kid who got in shape. You know what I'm saying?
So
like
we want a hot girl that's hot now, but used to be ugly. So she understands.
Beautiful.
So she understands.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's got the ambition.
Yeah.
I like that.
Adam's brilliant sometimes. Yeah. That's why he's the wizard.
He's the big guy.
Yeah, definitely the wizard. So, what about kids? You know, is that, you know, I know some guys are like, look, I want to have a big family, or I want to have a little family. You know, some women might want to have.
Are we filling out my dating profile?
Maybe. Somebody's taking notes right now.
Somebody's taking notes on Match.com.
Yeah, they're just taking pictures of you off of Google and they're writing it in. Yeah.
Well, I guarantee we're going to have a large female audience listening to this. So they're all going to want to know this type of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
That is a good point. That is a good point.
Yeah. I definitely want to have more than one, so anywhere from 2 to 5.
Oh, good. That's a nice
range. Kids, we're talking about, right?
Kids,
I wasn't sure if we're still talking about women or not. Like, I fucking love this kid, right? I'm the same way, too.
I can move.
I'm just the same.
I've been trying to convince my girl the same thing, too. I'd be like, we'd be married already if you could just find a cute friend. Fuck. You with the program on. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So have you guys worked out? You guys have already worked out together.
We worked out a couple times. Yeah.
A few times?
He's pretty fucking strong.
Really? Well, yeah. Football.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, it sucks with physique, though, because my best muscle group are my legs.
Yeah.
And they're going to be on board shorts.
I'll deadlift 500 in my sleep. And then we're like doing chest press, and I'm like, this is embarrassing. And I'm going to be in board shorts, exactly. I'm like, I would be so much better in bodybuilding, but I there's no way I'm getting on stage in a Speedo. Yeah. Not happening. Not happening.
You're going to have to shave.
Too bad, ladies.
You're going to have to shave everything.
Sorry,
you're going to have to shave everything. You're going to have to get spray tan. Like,
I got you, bro. That's why we're boys now, dude. I got you covered.
Are you gonna shave
Adam has a whole process. I mean, we talked about his wipes and everything. We'll get you hooked.
Oh, yeah. I heard that episode. Yeah, listen to that.
This is why we're going to become really tight, bro, because I need, you know what, like, and I don't know if I should do this on air to put you on the spot, but, you know, I kind of want to ask you out right now and feel like that we should build a stronger relationship, because I need another physique. I need another good-looking guy who's into physique and to team up on these two fucking knuckleheads, because these guys, They pound me, dude, all the time. Like, literally.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
You're revealing too much.
They do. Right. They give me a hard time for the
because
whole...
he does a bent over cable lateral yeah. while wearing a weight belt. Like,
all right, wearing a weight belt because he's, you know, like, quote unquote tired.
Yeah, dude. If
I'm so tired.
If I'm not doing fucking heavy front squats or deadlifts or fucking bent over rows, I'm a pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
creature curls all day, baby.
I'm like, dude, I'm in this big ass gym and my boys won't even let me use any of the equipment in here. I gotta go straight to the barbell or the fucking dumbbells. Yeah. That's all I'm allowed to use. So I needed like another men's physique guy to be like, what's up?
I'm down.
All right,
cool. It's cool because
I'll see you at the Smith machine. High five.
That's what I'm saying. I'll back you on like the aesthetic stuff, but then at the same time I'll go squat heavy with Justin over there.
Come over here, bro.
That's right.
We'll do the old school version.
All right.
Yeah. You know what though? I think we do a nice little blend of everything like that. I think you would fit in just fine. I think we'd be all right for sure. So
I'll work you back into the other side of life once you're done with all this nonsense.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned your brother and you guys working on a program and stuff. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do it? Do you know what you're going to do it towards as far as geared towards? You have an idea or are you like literally just starting to formulate it right now? Like where you guys are?
We're just starting to formulate it right now. Okay. Again, it's based off, you know, educating people. I always tell my clients the first time I start with them, I always tell them if you're still training with me a year from now because you need to train with me, I'm not doing my job. Okay, I want you to train with me a year from now because you want to train with me because you know you're going to learn more, you're going to get the best workout, that kind of stuff. But not because, you know, your doctor said you're going to die in a year if you don't get your shit together. And then a year from now, you're still at that point. Then I'm not doing my job. I want you to be able to go on vacation and be able to work out 3 days over the week that you're gone or something like that and be fine and feel comfortable with yourself and, you know, go out and eat whatever you want to eat. But then at the same time, get to the point where you can be happy with where you're at as well. So I think a lot of things we're going to focus on is the educational part of it where, I mean, we might as well just write a book at this point, but it's a lot of good information that they're going to get. We're going to try and simplify it as much as we can. Quick nutrition guides, little things like that. A lot of the stuff that you guys have done as well. And just try and like filter out all the bullshit that, you know, is out there in social media right now. Awesome. On Instagram and whatnot.
I think we should ask maybe a couple of the questions that people ask.
Yeah, we have supporting
some,
it.
Some
yeah.
of our fans have asked, put questions on our Instagram wanting that they want us
to
ask.
Do you
want to
start with a serious one or a funny one?
Let's go funny first.
Yeah. All right, funny one. Penis size would also be nice to know. Maybe a comparison to Adam's.
I think he just wrote that one.
No,
in.
I didn't, bro. Somebody really wrote that. Yeah, but we're not going to go over that one right now.
Is that up?
Yeah, that's right there.
Because
you know what? You guys
I lost that one already. So we're going to move along. We're moving on from that question.
That's on the
Adam doesn't want to lose.
That's right. I did. I do that. We already did that comparison.
You did.
Anytime I bring a guest on, that's the first thing I do.
I mean, you guys already worked out. It's going to happen naturally.
Very first thing I do. Coming on my pipe. Let me see your.
Hey, bro. Let me see. Oh, we're good.
Fine.
Yeah, we're good.
It's like Ghostbusters.
Be ready.
You don't want to cross the streams.
No, you don't want to do that.
Be ready because I'm going to talk about your cock sometime today. Just yeah. Now that I know it's smaller than mine.
Yeah.
No. Right. So
let's do a serious one.
I would like to know if he felt like Caitlyn, the Bachelorette. Actually, it's funny that he said that Caitlyn. If you don't know who Caitlyn is, the Bachelorette. Yeah, yeah. just to let you clarify who he's talking about.
Which Caitlyn are we talking about? Yeah, right. Here?
If Caitlyn actually loved you, did you feel the love from her? How about that? That is a good question.
That's a good question. It's so hard because she's not allowed to tell you if she, or I guess she can always break the rules like she did in this season and did tell Sean that she loved him. But, mm-hmm. But yeah, she's not allowed to really give you that much feedback on how she's feeling.
Oh, she's
so she can't be like, oh yeah, I love you. She can't really say that.
Oh, they tell her that she has to hold that back.
Yeah, she's got to hold that back.
Oh,
and
shit.
So
otherwise, dudes will just leave if they're like, oh fuck, she likes that guy. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that was. I mean, we had a great connection, and everything was going great, moving forward. But I mean, I didn't know that she didn't feel like we were moving forward until the day she was like, "All right, see ya." I was like, "Oh shit, this is."
So it's like that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Yeah. 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 Did you get mad at all? Like, did you feel any sort of feelings as far as really?
I wasn't at the point yet where I loved her, and okay. I was like, I was just some. It was a girl that I was getting to know and like, and I liked her. I was more upset that I had to leave the guys on the show. Like my boys.
you're a true my
boys
bros,
that I was with
bro.
For 8 weeks. Yeah. I mean, again, I would have loved to have more time with her and spend more time with her and really get to know her more. But at that point. Like, you know, you spend 24/7 with the guys, and I saw her two times a week
right.
for in total maybe Saw her 4 hours, actually talked to her 20 minutes.
That's crazy. Wow. So when you think about it, it's actually probably very natural.
Very that, natural that you, when you, you go
build
off
this like, build this huge bond with the guys, which is probably poor JJ got nailed for looking like he was gay. Because it's like, dude, exactly. what do you expect? We're hanging out 24/7. We hit it off personality wise, and we like to get in the jacuzzi together for 8 hours. That's totally normal. So
it's like prison.
it's very much like prison. Yeah.
So you slightly touched on this one, but I thought it was a good one to ask because it you kind of grazed over, and I want more detail from you, is what it was like having to make out on camera, like kissing someone. Like,
so
how
weird.
Close do those camera guys get to you, like you
about know? From me to you?
Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah,
yeah, that's European style.
Yeah, yeah. There was so there was
what?
I'm just saying. Sometimes they come. Yeah,
well,
that's never
style.
Happened to you. Yeah, you get like some guy from Czechoslovakia. He's like basically talking to you, and his lunch is coming at your face.
Oh,
it happens, dude. It's a real thing.
Sometimes the shit you guys come up with, I'm like, where the fuck did that come
so,
from?
So yeah. So how was it kissing, making out with a girl, and there's people all around you watching you and filming you?
Yeah, it's definitely weird. It takes some getting used to. So they all say, you know, it takes some use to getting to the camera and stuff. And the first week, like, I was so bad in front of the camera. Like, they'd ask me a question. How are you feeling right now? I'd be like, good. Feeling good. Yeah. Like, I don't know what else you want from me. Yeah. And then like week seven, they're like, how'd you feel about this? Well, you know, at first I was thinking this, and then I was thinking this, and looking forward, like, I think I can see this happening. I'm just like, holy shit, where did that come from? But when you're in front of the camera, and after the first week or two, you kind of just forget they're there.
Really?
It is still weird, and sometimes you have those moments where you're talking or something like that, and you take a pause and you just look around and you're like, oh shit, there's one pointed at my face, one at hers, and then there's one like on a rolling dolly back and forth.
So you feel yourself almost like acting a little bit, or like building into like a character kind of, because I not really
kind of feel like an animal in a zoo.
Oh, okay.
That's what it feels
That's
like, honestly.
Analogy.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, I'm just doing my thing here, and everybody's watching me. Watching me do my thing.
That is, you know, I would be so, when you're on a date, you know, and you fumble for words, you get nervous, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
When you're on camera like that,
That's something funny. Like on, you know, when you're talking to the girl and stuff like that, you know, on a first date, especially, like, you don't really know all the right things to say. Well, you know, especially on the first day, because you have 5 minutes with this girl, and then she has to pick whether or not she picks you or somebody else. And so you sit down, you're like, hi, my name's Ben. I want 5 kids. I want blah, blah, blah. You're not going to be like, my favorite color is blue. She's like, I don't fucking care.
Like
his favorite color is blue, too.
Yeah.
What's different about you?
There's
so you
no got to
get into it quick.
Yeah.
Which is opposite of what real life is.
Which
like.
Is opposite of what
this is the last thing you want to do. If you sit down on a real date, you just met a girl for 5 minutes, you're like, I want to have 5 kids with you. I want to live here.
Let's get married and meet your parents.
Exactly.
And
freak her out, right?
Yeah.
And it was funny because
I'm not into anal. Yeah, all that stuff.
But you sit down and you have this like 20 to 30 minute conversation with her every once in a while, like where you actually get time with her, whether depending on, you know, how much time you actually get. But out of those 30 minutes, I mean, they can't have your 30 minute conversation take up 30 minutes of the show.
Right.
They're going to take that 30 minutes and they're going to cut it down to like a minute and a half. And so, like, there's times where I was goofy and I was funny and I cracked a joke or something like that. None of that shit's on there. It's just like, you know, tell me about your family. You know, and don't get me wrong, like, they made me look awesome. They made me look like I had so much game. And and there's so many times where I was like, I don't even know what the fuck to say right now.
Oh, I appreciate your honesty, because I think all the girls right now are going like, man, this guy is perfect. He says all the right things.
Never slips.
Oh, editing does wonders.
Ever.
Yeah, exactly.
See, women,
editing does
he's
wonders.
Human. He says stupid shit just like me, too. He does. He just doesn't use the F word.
See, we do
much.
The opposite. We just say stupid shit constantly.
Yeah, and every once in a while we say something
especially
brilliant.
Especially
me. Right?
Yeah.
We just say something.
Oh, yeah, and then we'll
and
say something
brilliant.
And that's
why you guys are recording it, so you can
it.
Hold on to those.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we edit all the bullshit out. We just keep all the smart
we
shit.
We don't
so
edit
think we're really
anything.
Smart.
We don't.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Dude, I can't believe I almost forgot to ask you. The episode where you knocked homeboy out in the boxing match, dude, that was fucking epic.
Yeah.
So first of all, I want to point out how hilarious that episode was. The fact that like you guys, you know, a bunch of dudes roll up and you got like Muhammad Ali's daughter is like teaching Ali. Teaching you guys how to box and everything, and you could just see the guys that have no athleticism like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
so the funniest part, and I'll tell you a story that I don't think anybody shared it or not, is When we, you know, we showed up and we did like the boxing and stuff like that, like the warm up, she taught us how to box and everything. And then she's like, all right, we're going to get you guys in the ring. And they, she gave us these, you know, the boxing gloves and the shorts and stuff like that. And we're like, all right, cool. You know,
of course you're like, all right, cool. Yeah. Biggest dude. Yeah. Cool. You're like, fuck yeah.
I'm game. Yeah. Ben already took his shirt off. He's like, oh, I'm in, I'm ready.
None of us had any kind of boxing experience. So we had learned how to box for about 15 minutes. And then they were like, all right, we're going to get you guys in the ring. And all of us are like, they're not going to put us in the ring. Like, we're not actually fighting on national TV.
Like, look at this face. So, I don't want to mess this
up. Oh, so you guys kind of thought it
would have been. So we got the whole thing on. We're, you know, we're in the warehouse behind it. Like, we're right before we're about to run out. And we're just like, you know, we're not actually going to fight. Like, they're going to make us do something stupid on stage. This is the first group date of the entire season.
Yeah.
And so we're like, they're going to make us do something stupid in front of Caitlin, like have a dance off in the ring or something. And we get up, we run out there and the girls are screaming and stuff like that. And I had the first match. And so I got in with Daniel and they gave us, you know, headgear and stuff. And before in the warehouse, one of my buddies, he's done a little bit of fighting. He's taken some classes and stuff where you take, you know, you spend a year before you actually get in the ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he knew this. And he's like, they're not going to make us fight. They're not going to make us get in there. Like, we don't have mouthpieces. You know, we don't have headgear.
You didn't have any mouthpieces?
Like, we don't have Vaseline or anything. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we're not fighting, whatever. I get in the ring, and all the rest of the guys are still on stage watching. And my coach, my Leilali's trainer, he hands me a mouth guard. He starts putting Vaseline on my face. I'm like, this shit is real.
It's about to go down, right?
And like, I get in the ring. I'm like, this shit is about to happen. And nobody else knows. The guys on stage are still like, what are they going to do? Are they going to dance or something?
Oh, no way.
And so we get in the ring and they, you know, they read us the rules. We touch gloves. And still, they had no idea. And then me and Daniel walk out. And then like, we just start swinging. And like, if you see their faces, their faces just drop. But they're like, oh, fuck. I got to fight that guy. Because at first they're like, I can beat him in a dance battle.
I think I can
beat him in a dance battle.
I got a good worm that I practiced.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so we did 3 2-minute rounds. And for me, it was funny because the first, I don't have any professional fighting experience whatsoever. It was literally that 15 minutes. And I didn't really know how to handle it. Like, I mean, I just got to know this dude. And like, we're kind of cool with each other. Like, I'm not going to start swinging on him, right?
Yeah.
And he comes at me. 100%.
Like,
and
full throttle.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, remember what Leila Ali taught me? I'm like, jabs and hooks and uppercuts. And then he got me good. Like, he dinged me for
Ooh,
sure.
That set the button
and
off.
That
right?
Set the button off. Yeah. And so at the end of the round, I go to my thing. I go to my thing and the trainer's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm thinking too much. And he was just like, go back to football. And I'm like, okay, done. And I go back in there. I didn't lose a single round for like the next 3 fights. I didn't lose a single one. And I knocked everybody else out.
I love it.
And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, if I get knocked out by any of these dudes that are smaller than me, my football buddies will never let me live it down. Oh, never.
Yeah.
And so did they play up him having to go to the hospital, or did he really?
No, that was real. Like, he actually went to the hospital, and he should have gone to the hospital. He never should have gotten in the ring with me that second. That was the final fight. And they made it look good. But all the other fights were like 2 to 3 rounds of 2 minutes, right? There was like a 45-minute break between my last fight and the final fight because they were checking him out for a concussion, all this stuff. And he comes back on stage. I'm like, dude, you don't have to do this. Like, he's like one of the smallest guys in the house. I'm like, you don't need to do this. Like, you have nothing to prove. Like, I've had concussions.
Take a fall.
I'm like, he's going to kick my ass. No, we don't have to do this because I know how concussions go. Like, I've had concussions in football, and like, it's not something you want to fuck around with. He's like, no, I can do it. He's like, just promise me one thing. Like, you won't take it easy on me. I'm like, dude, don't worry about that. I'm going to knock your ass out. I am not taking it easy on you.
That was the best clip, bro. That's my favorite clip of the whole show was that clip right there. When he says that to you, he says, promise me one thing. He's like, just don't take it easy on me. And Ben's like, oh, don't worry about that, bro. It's like no hesitation. He's like, I wasn't planning on doing it.
So we get in the ring, and I even told him, I'm like, the second like you want to like tap out, you let me know. And so we get in the ring, the bell goes off, and I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to end this as quick as possible. It probably lasted 6 seconds. And then he was like, he had a knee down. I'm like, I'm done. I don't even want to hit him again.
No.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And it was good because I didn't want to injure him more than he already had. That's not what I mean.
I found that really crazy that ABC would.
Thing they did. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and there's no weight classes.
Bro. I know, right?
No weight classes.
I mean, you must have had 60 pounds on
it. They went Jerry Springer on there, right?
Yeah, it was great. It was great for
the chaos.
I heard on like a previous season they did Muay Thai fighting also.
Shut up.
They were in Thailand or something. They did Muay Thai. Wow. And same thing happened though. Like one guy got
one guy has
hurt.
Like athletic skill, yeah. Right, and can throw a kick. Yeah. That would be embarrassing.
So my girl and I did like a total like bachelorette marathon when him and I first met and hung out. I was like, oh, I gotta watch this now. You know, now that I met him and now that I know what he's all about, now I'm really curious to see how he conducted himself on TV. So we did like this whole like marathon watching. And I'm like semi-watching, semi-working. Anytime he comes on, I want to listen. You know, like the other guy's talking, I don't really care as much.
Right.
And that episode comes on, I'm like, oh, shit. I sit all up.
Oh, I like this guy. Yeah, I think he texted me.
Is he really
good? Dude, you see our boy Ben?
Yeah. I was like, dude, he's
killing it.
Yeah, he just pummeled this dude. This is awesome right now. I can't believe they put this on TV. This is great. Yeah, no, that was great, dude. That was great TV.
I had so much fun. And like, all the boxing gyms in the area. I want to go, you know, maybe once a week and just do some boxing and stuff.
It's so therapeutic, man.
Dude, it's awesome. Yeah. And I had no idea how hard it was. I mean, after the first 2 minutes, I was like,
oh, you're dead.
Oh, dude. Nothing else.
Like, I'm in exertion. Good shape. And that 2 minutes, I was sucking wind.
It's totally different. Holy shit. Totally different. Yeah.
My buddy and I used to box basically just to condition ourselves. That was kind of like our cardio. And we were similar size. He had about 10 pounds on me and he had a lot more experience than I did. Oh, and I remember the first time I got it, 1 minute feels like an hour inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then trying to breathe that mouthpiece in. If you never breathe,
your arms get super heavy.
Dude. Yeah, 2 rounds is a long time of doing that. So that's not, it's crazy. It gives you a whole new respect, though, for those guys.
Absolutely.
That go 12 rounds.
You're absolutely. Like, and how much technique plays into it, too. Yeah.
So what's next? No stick fighting for the bachelorette?
Right?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
To the death.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So how many weeks until the men's physique?
I think we're at 11 weeks out.
11 weeks out.
11 weeks out or 12 weeks out right now.
I think we're going to have to do a little maybe midway or get back together again for sure. We'll have to do a little catch up. I know you and I will be hanging out for sure between now
and
then.
Right when you're super dehydrated. We
right when I'm like
you.
Pissed off.
Yeah, like when you're like loopy. Yeah.
Hey, look, we dealt with Adam like that. So you have no problem.
He was kind of pissy. I'll be honest.
I do. I get that way. Just towards the very end. Just towards the end. Because like he said, like I don't like the whole dehydration process. It goes against everything that we ever learned as personal trainers. You know? And I always tell people when I'm going through it, you know, if you've ever watched any of my videos when I'm cutting and I explain to people that, hey, when I get to this last 2 weeks or so, this is the part I explained. This is a sport. This is not healthy. I don't recommend this to anybody. This is not the trainer in me saying, this is what you do to get this. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm doing to get on stage and present myself this way. But by no means the ideal way to do anything. So, and you can most certainly feel it and tell that it's not. So
we'll come out and support you, man.
Yeah, man.
Invite the pump heads to come out too.
That'd be awesome.
Hell yeah.
That'd
excellent. All right, brother. Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Appreciate thanks you for having coming. Me.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.